I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends India be designated as a country of particular concern. But India has pushed back against this, quote, propaganda. So, what is going on? Tim Landis with Farms International says they are seeing a ramping up of new anti-conversion laws. One of Farms' local partners has relocated his family due to threats in their home area.
Church believers and families were persecuted. False accusations of saying that the businesses were operated under giving people loans and beneficiaries loans to convert to Christianity, which is not the truth. It's not even how Farms operates.
What Farms does is offer interest-free loans to Christians to help them work their way out of poverty. Pray that believers will stand strong and trust God without fear. Last spring, we told you about a concerted effort to bring scripture to Chad's unreached people groups. Jeremiah, a Bible translator trained by Unfolding Word, says his team took 50 open Bible stories to communities without access to scripture. The king of one remote village allowed Jeremiah's team to share audio recordings of the open Bible stories. This was the first time anyone had shared the gospel message with the tribe.
The room was full. We sat down about 50 elders and the youths and the women. And among those people, we have about 6 or 7 imams.
Today, Jeremiah's team just completed open Bible stories in 7 new languages. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry of the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.